there's no sugarcoating that one, as we all saw last night. That was probably one of the worst games I've ever been involved with, and I've been involved with a few, and just from start to finish, we were just deplorable. And, you know, with everything out on the line, we saw New Adelaide were getting done by the time the game was getting started, and yeah, it was really, really disappointing, mate. Out of our losses this year, we've always sort of, I reckon, taken something out of it. We've always played a good half or a good quarter or something, but last night was just a debacle, mate. There's no point sugarcoating it. It was a debacle. So, yeah, haven't had a good chance to look at it all completely from a ruck point of view, but certainly from a team point of view, we all know what it's going to look like.
Brogues, you mentioned the Crows result. From a player's point of view, when you were playing, were you ever in that scenario when you knew a result that favoured you? Is there a chance that affected their mindset at all?
Oh, look, I don't think the players sort of knew what was going on, but us coaches sort of knew. You know, there's a lot of downtime before the game. We were just having a little look to see what was going on. But I think the players were pretty locked in and to what they were doing. And, look, even before the results came, you know, went our sort of way again, we knew if we just kept winning, we'd be fine. So I don't think that had any impact whatsoever on the playing group at all.
The most frustrating thing, I think, for Port Adelaide supporters is too many games this year. It feels like the game is over within 20 minutes, within 25 minutes. Did the team have a solid plan B, and why don't you think it worked last night?
Mate, I can't answer that for you right now, mate. I think it's been an Achilles heel all year. Our starts have been terrible, and you know, you can sort of really tell with us in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes if we're switched on or not. You know, it's the same for us coaches sitting there as well. It's that trust factor that we've spoken about all year. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's come back to really haunt us, and it came back in a big way last night. And is it going to get fixed in a week? No, it's not. But is it something that the club and the coaching staff and the playing group and ourselves need to address over the summer? It's definitely something that has to get addressed, because it's killing us at the moment. We all know our good is very good, but our bad is very bad, and the good teams are able to stay consistent, and we're just not at that level yet.
We're speaking to Dean Brogan, assistant coach at Port Adelaide. Dean, is there a plan C? I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. When a match is over, is there a plan or a strategy to shut up shop and play ugly, minimise the damage, sort of make an aim to make it a 2 goals each for the last quarter and a half? Can you ever contemplate that as a footy club?
Yeah, look, I think most clubs have, when things aren't going well, things in place, you know, you slow the game down and get the ball in your hands, try and take some sting out of it. But, mate, we couldn't even get our hands on the ball last night. We were minus 200 in possessions, and I've never seen that in a game of footy. So it's pretty hard to slow down a game when you haven't got the ball in hand. So we couldn't even get to plan C last night, mate. And that was the concerning part about it, is we didn't even have an option or a time to do that. So, you know, when the stats were, I think, we're minus 50 in contested possession, minus 200 in possessions, it makes it hard to do any sort of plan at all.
Now, the blokes I felt most sorry for were the defenders, mainly Cleary and Jonas. Ben Brown's silver service throughout the match. What's your take on that? At times it looked like an 80s full forward, just finding big open spaces in the forward 50. Was that more to do with the speed that they were moving it through the midfield? He just looked unstoppable.
Yeah, look, the chat's been about us today, but like, chat's off to North Melbourne. They came out and played some unbelievable football, and you know, it looked as though, you know, we're witches' hats there for most of the night. And when that normally happens, our backs normally get under the pump, and we didn't do our backs any justice at all, any service at all last night, and let them down severely. But in saying that, the backs lost a lot of one-on-one battles that they'd normally win over the past few weeks. So, yeah, look, it wasn't like if you were a supporter going there last night, as a North Melbourne supporter, going, wow, I think kicked something like Wayne Carey did it, you know, a decade, you know, 20 years ago, I think, kicking 10. So he's a good player, Ben Brown, and when the ball's coming in like that, he's pretty hard to stop. So, yeah, hats off to him. He had a very good night.
If it wasn't for Brown with those 10 goals, Todd Goldstein, probably arguably best on ground. How did you rate that as a ruck performance? I saw a bit of the vision last night of Paddy Ryder's sort of shrugging his shoulders, thinking, how do I stop this guy?
Yeah, look, and, you know, that's the department that I oversee, so I'm a bit disappointed in, you know, how we went in that department, you know, from a ruck point of view. And look, we Goldstein is a really good player and has been for a long time. And we knew coming in that it's going to be a big challenge for Laddams, who's played four games, and Paddy, who's played on him a few times. But you know, Goldstein really came and targeted our boys last night, and just everything went his way, and we let him get his way around the stoppage, and his follow-up work and his hunt around the ball was... I haven't seen him play like that for a long time. So, you know, we've run him into form and probably got him a new contract after last night, I would have thought. So, yeah, look, he played really well. And you know, we'll watch the tape. And the good thing for, you know, take some positive out of it is, you know, a young ruck got schooled by an old-school ruck last night, Peter Laddams. And we'll watch the tape. And that's the level. He's had a really good 2 weeks, Peter. But we knew coming into the game, this would be his big test. And we got to use it as a learning tool for him, and that's the standard you got to get to. As far as if you want to be a good player in the league, that's what you've got to do. And Pistol's got a long way to go, as we saw last night.
Scott Lysett's running around in the sandful. He'd be one of the obvious changes, if you like. Do you think there will be changes, or do you stick true with the team that won two matches in a row and looked really positive only a week ago?
Yeah, look, mate, it's going to be an interesting week, isn't it? I mean, we're not really going to know what goes on until, you know, where results sort of land. We'll either know our fate before the game, or we'll still be in the hunt. So I don't make those calls on selection, but I would guess after a performance like that last night, there'd have to be some sort of change going this Sunday, I would have thought.
Do you take heart from North Melbourne itself, and also Essendon coming off a 100-point-plus loss, and North Melbourne only kicking a goal last week? Do you take positives from that in 7 days you can turn it around that quickly?
Oh, look, it's been a sort of year for a lot of clubs, I think, and we're well documented. We're one of those clubs, so I take confidence that whenever we've had a bad loss, we've always the week after we've tended to respond. So the only thing is we might be responding for nothing depending on a few results. So it's taken out of our hands now, but I guess all we can do is front up again, have a really good week, like review that debacle last night, and get on with it. You know, where the sun is shining and we are still breathing and life goes on. It is a game of football at the end of the day. So we'll get the boys up and we'll review that pretty hard, and you know, we'll get them going again, and hopefully the results go our way, you know, today, early next week, and we're still in with a chance next Sunday.
And just finally, Tim Jennifer's decided not to come in. He's just so upset. He's not the only one. Fans are devastated. They're heartbroken. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to go out in the garden today. Not only did you lose, the percentage drop meant the Crows moved into eighth. What's the club's message to supporters with hopefully more than 1 week, but 1 week ahead, given your home at Adelaide Oval on Sunday?
Yeah, look, I feel their pain. I'm hurting as well, and I guess... Yeah, you just got to... It's a hard one, mate. You know, you don't want to be... Hopefully things go our way, so we're still in the chance next Sunday and we'll get as many people as we can and get a good win and sneak into the eight. Yeah, just stay with us and take the positives out of what's going on this year. We're playing a lot of kids. We found a lot of players. You know, Laddams, Rosie, you know, Burton's been a good pickup for us. Dersma's been a great addition. And, you know, We're going okay as a footy club. We just got to find some consistency and, you know, supporters stay with us, and hopefully we have a good win next week and finish off the year, whatever that might be next week, whether it's in the eight or we just miss out and get ready for next year. But we've got an important week coming up, and let's all stick together. Every club goes through some tough times. You know, there's clubs well below us that are doing it tougher, so we'll be fine.
Port Adelaide assistant coach Dean Brogan, thanks for your time. I'm sure you drew the short straw coming on to 5AA, but thanks for answering some of those questions, and good luck next week.